Love is the greatest of all the gifts of the Spirit of God. In truth, love is more than a gift. It is God. For as John teaches, God is love. God's love for us makes possible our love for God in response, as well as our love for humanity. These words of the Apostle John make this quite clear from 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and he who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So we know and believe the love God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this is love perfected with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. I love that passage, if I can say that. I do want to mention that the word perfected or perfect in the Greek original teleios means fully mature, not sinless, but fully mature love. As an ear of corn, when it's fully mature, is everything it can be. Now the question is, how best should you approach God in prayer? The answer is as simple as it is profound. When I was completing my book, Pray This Way to Connect with God, which was published in January of 2023, I woke up one morning and was addressed immediately by a seemingly awaiting sentence from above. Kind of greeted me. And here was the sentence. Approach God as you would approach love itself. Approach God as you approach love itself. Like a mystical key, that sentence opened up a treasure trove of understanding, and it would become the final section that I wrote for the book. In hidden fact, that is just what we are doing in prayer, approaching love itself. As you do so, listen for love as you would listen for God. And believe in that voice. Let it serve as God's affirming voice. I sometimes wonder whether love represents God incognito here, working in and through our hearts and lives. In this breath prayer that we're about to do, sitting comfortably in a straight back chair and belly breathing, breathe in God's love, which is constantly with and around you, awaiting your discovery, like the spiritual atmosphere surrounding your soul as air surrounds your body. And when you breathe out your love for God. Love in response to God's love for you. Then as you are able, give yourself to that love. Yield yourself to that love. Let the words of the poet Rabindranath Tagore inspire you. I am only waiting for love to give myself up at last into his hands. Those words really speak to me. I am only waiting for love to give myself up at last into his hands. Receive then the greatest of all God's gifts, God's love, love for you and love through you to others. This love seeks to be freely received as a sheer gift, ever undeserved and unwarranted, yet ever there for you. Nevertheless, there is no more essential leap of faith than to believe in, even to overflowing, this wondrous gift of God's love for you. It is only God's love which can fully empower your love for God, love for others, and also love for yourself. Freely rendered as a spontaneous reaction and response to God's incomprehensible love for you.